Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Be selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft, and iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before we get started, please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, temperatures may be rising, but the hottest thing this summer has been women's soccer. Tournaments were played on every habitable continent, with results that directly impact next year's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. But the results of these games didn't just feature the same old names we're used to seeing at the top of international competition. As the women's game grows globally, a new crop of contenders stake their claim. I'm Jordan Rizzieri, producer at Sports Illustrated Weekly. I traveled to the UK this past month to witness the 2022 European Women's Football Championship. And what I saw in the cradle of soccer felt nothing short of a turning point for the beautiful game.
England have won a major trophy for the first time ever.
From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly.
United States beats Canada for its 9th CONCACAF W Championship.
So why did I bother flying to England when the most dominant team in the game is right here at home? The U.S. women's national team is inarguably the most successful team in women's soccer, with 4 World Cup titles, 4 Olympic gold medals, 9 CONCACAF gold cups, including the one from this summer, and a total of 13 years as number one in the FIFA Women's World Rankings.
The men's and women's U.S. national teams will both now receive equal pay and equal prize money, including at World Cups, becoming the first soccer federation in the world to adopt that policy.
But while they've been changing the game, both on and off the field, something has been happening across the ocean in Europe. Something big, full of energy, and over 100 years in the making. I just had to go and see it for myself.
Please stand clear of the closing doors.
I mean, I think with the Euros happening in England, that's making the biggest impact.
That's Jackie McCassie, Senior Lecturer in Fashion Communications at Liverpool John Moores University and founder of GirlFan, a project and zine documenting the past, present, and future of female fan football culture.
I remember ahead of the Women's World Cup in France, there was a lot of noise, there was a lot of excitement, but actually I was disappointed after France that I didn't see the traction that I thought women's football would get. But I think it's really different this time. It feels different.
It's not just a feeling. This year's final at Wembley, where England's Lionesses were crowned champions when they beat Germany, set an attendance record for any European soccer tournament, regardless of the gender of the players, at 87,192. But it's not just the English fans like Jackie who are pouring into stadiums. Fans from all over Europe have come to the UK to support their home nation. They each bring with them a unique show of support, from the upbeat songs of Denmark to the impactful Icelandic thunderclap. But how do we get to this moment? I headed for Manchester to visit the National Football Museum and trace back the history of women's soccer in the UK 101 years, all the way to the moment the women's game changed forever. The museum is currently featuring an exhibit called Cross the Line, tracing the popularity of women's soccer in the UK from some of its earliest teams through the 50-year ban on women playing the game to today. Christian Allen, community and public program manager, told me about the museum's dedication to representing women in soccer.
The National Football Museum, one of our core priorities really is to get 50-50 representation across our galleries of men and women in football. So that's not necessarily women's football, it can be women who work within the men's game, but that's a core focus of ours. And this year it's been a special feature, I suppose, in that we've got the Women's Euro, so we've got a dedicated exhibition to sort of the history of women's football in this country.
On December 5th, 1921, the Football Association, soccer's governing body in England, banned women from playing. The resolution stated that the game of football is quite unsuitable for females and should not be encouraged. 50 years later, the FA lifted the ban, but women's soccer regulation and funding wasn't folded into the FA until 1993. The lack of women in professional soccer impacted the game widely, because when there's no representation in the professional game, there's rarely any offerings for young girls at the youth level.
If girls are not allowed to play football, just like the boys can, in their PE, after this tournament, then what are we doing? We've got to make sure that they are able to play and get the opportunity to do this, because this is going to inspire a lot of people. But if there's no legacy to this, like what we saw with the Olympics, if there's no legacy after this, then what are we doing? Because girls should be able to play, because this is as proud as I've ever felt of any England side.
Where we are now is not a stopping point. There's still more change to be made. But we mustn't forget how far we've come. Jackie told me how much better represented women are today as fans compared to a decade ago.
I mean, let's talk about the landscape back then in 2013. The only women I saw on television, there were some women presenters on Sky Sports. Besides that, I didn't see any other women. And if you ask men who had gone to football at that time, they'd say, oh, yeah, there are women sitting around me. Or, yeah, I know there's a woman who's been, you know, she's been going for like 40 years. You know, they were there, but they weren't really represented in the broader culture of football. Nobody asked them about their experiences. Nobody featured them. Nobody did a profile on them. Nobody made a video about them.
Today, there are projects like Jackie's GirlFan and groups like This Fangirl to help women football fans and fans of women's football come together to find community and family. Anthony Russell felt it was important to take his young son, Nathan, to the England-Northern Ireland game in their hometown of Southampton and to show him the value in women's sports.
See, now we have a much better attitude and a much better focus on women's sport. He had some of the best football players on the planet playing in his city, on his doorstep, and actually to give him that opportunity to see that and to show him that, you know, high quality, high performance, elite athletes are not purely of one type, I think for me is actually really important.
Attitudes like Anthony's extend far beyond Europe.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This summer at the Women's AFCON 2022, the final between South Africa and host nation Morocco set a tournament attendance record of 50,000 spectators. That night, South Africa became only the third nation to ever win the tournament.
South Africa, after five attempts, have finally claimed glory in the Women's Africa Cup of Nations final. They achieve immortality as they claim their first title.
And Morocco's participation in that game secured them a spot in next year's World Cup, becoming the first Arab country to ever do so.
And once again, it's Brazil reigning supreme in South American women's soccer.
In the Copa America Femenina, Brazil beat host nation Colombia to become eight-time champions. Colombia have yet to overcome Brazil in a tournament final, but could encounter them again next summer as they make a triumphant return to the World Cup after not qualifying in 2019. Meanwhile, in Asia, the Philippines women's national football team reached the nation's first tournament win, for women or men, at the AFF Women's Championship earlier this summer, and also punched their ticket to the 2023 World Cup in the process.
There it is! The Philippines are your 2022 AFF Women's Champions! History!
In fact, of the 21 teams that have already qualified for the World Cup, almost a fifth of them will be appearing for the very first time. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. There's still a whole year before these women head to Australia and New Zealand. When I asked Jackie what she hoped the big takeaway from Euro 2022 was, she had her sights set a little sooner.
I hope it's going to spill over into club football, because there's not going to be obviously a lot of time between this tournament and club football. I hope it's going to spill over definitely into Super League, Championship, grassroots football, just people getting out there to kind of see what's going on. I think in a way, it's one of the only places that you really bond with family and friends. I really do. I really think football is that.
Football definitely is that place to come together with the people you care about. I got to sit beside friends this summer at the Euro Games that I hadn't seen in a long time. It was that place for Anthony and Nathan, just like it was for so many other families at tournaments the world over this summer.
It's really cool to be able to take my son to, you know, this big stadium, lots of people, a really good atmosphere, really good experience. It felt safe. It felt welcoming. It felt warm, which I have definitely not had at every men's football game I've gone to as someone who's been bottled in the past. And I'm just really, really big on the fact that he was excited. He enjoyed himself. He didn't last the whole game because, you know, he was only little, but he got to see some of the very best at what they do, doing what they do. And, you know, many, many years from now, when he can look back, he can say, you know, oh, I remember going to that with Dad and we got the program and stuff. So hopefully it'll be really cool. And hopefully we can have many more days like that.
When we look back on the summer of 2022, the first big summer of international travel after the pandemic, we're going to think about these moments in women's soccer. Record turnout, electric crowds of fans from all walks of life, and the next generation of talent leaving their mark on the game. This is a watershed moment for women's soccer, a breakthrough when over 100 years of fighting to see themselves represented all feels worth it. The only way to keep that feeling alive is to keep showing up in the stadiums, in pubs, singing your songs, and on the pitch. I'm going to take Jackie's advice and get ready for club season. So I'll see you at the game. Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review our show because it helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit si.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by me, Jordan Rizzieri, Jessica Yarmosky, and Isaac Lee, who's also our sound engineer. Our senior producers are Dan Bloom and Harry Swartout. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. If you've stuck around this long, we leave you with this. Present and future of female fan football culture. Cannot believe I nailed that on the first one.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.